Thank you for listening to this audio summary of Professor Antonio Marchesoni's commentary piece titled Oligoarticular PSA, Addressing Clinical Challenges in an Intriguing Phenotype, published in Rheumatology and Therapy. This topic is highly relevant to today's clinical challenges, which are evolving alongside our understanding of the pathogenesis and clinical features of psoriatic arthritis. Professor Marchesoni's commentary examines the latest data in this field and discusses whether management strategies need to change to best address patient needs. This audio commentary has been divided into three parts. First, examining our knowledge of distinct phenotypes and disease heterogeneity within PSA. Second, taking a closer look at the oligoarticular phenotype. And finally, identifying what this means in clinical practice. So first, let's look at disease heterogeneity in PSA. Our understanding of the diversity of PSA has improved dramatically in recent years. We know that each patient with PSA presents with an individual combination of manifestations and comorbidities. This diversity provided the framework for the GRAPPA domain-based approach to treatment decisions. However, this diversity of symptoms can make PSA challenging to diagnose. For example, it can be difficult to differentiate PSA from rheumatoid arthritis if joint involvement occurs independently of nail or skin involvement. Similarly, polyenthesitis in PSA can be mistaken for fibromyalgia. The accurate diagnosis of PSA is essential due to its progressive nature. Following diagnosis, PSA can be classified based on symptom presentation. Of interest is the oligoarticular PSA phenotype, where patients have fewer than 5 active joints. Evidence suggests these patients have poor patient-reported outcomes despite their low joint involvement and may be undertreated. This phenotype has a reported prevalence of up to 65% among PSA patients, although it is more commonly reported in early disease, suggesting PSA progresses over time to the polyarticular form. The oligoarticular phenotype has been identified as less erosive than polyarticular disease. Therefore, early diagnosis of PSA alongside accurate phenotypic classification could direct treatment strategies with the goal of reducing progression to the more erosive polyarticular form. In part 2, we'll take a closer look at how these phenotypes are classified and how we can assess the unique needs of patients with oligoarticular PSA.